Let's read together in God's Word in the letter of Paul to the Ephesians, Ephesians chapter 1 at verse 3. Ephesians 1 at verse 3. It's page 1173 in the Pew Bible. Ephesians 1 at verse 3, the words of the Apostle. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love he predestined us to be adopted as his sons through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ, to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together, under one head, even Christ. Thanks be to God for his word.
Second reading is from the book of John, and it's John 17, which is on page 1085 in the Pew Bibles, and we're reading from chapter 20 to 26. John 17, 20 to 26. Jesus is praying for all believers. My prayer is not for them alone. I pray also for those who will believe in me through their message, that all of them may be one. Father, just as you are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one, I in them and you in me. May they be brought to complete unity, to let the world know that you sent me and have loved them even as you have loved me. Father, I want those who have given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory, the glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. Righteous Father, though the world does not know you, I know you, and they know that you have sent me. I have made you known to them and will continue to make you known in order that the love you have for me may be in them and that I myself may be in them. Amen.
Now let us pray. God our Father, we rejoice to be gathered round your word on this day, young and old, seeking to know more of your Son, Jesus, and more of his love for us. We ask that you would bless us now with the light that we need and the purpose for which you have called us. May that be strong within us today. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, girls, I'm quite sure that one of the things about weddings that you know is that everybody's interested in what you're going to wear. Isn't that right? And particularly, I think, ladies' hats, some of which could not be accommodated within Hampden Park. You know, just the sheer size of them. But there's other things as well that people are interested in. And one of the things that caught a wee bit of attention at our wedding were the buttonholes that Team Best Man were wearing, but also I had one as well and a few other people. And I brought one of the buttonholes along with me this morning. Now, you might not be able to see it too clearly there, but so I'll explain it to you. Can you see? You can see it quite clearly. Now, there's two things in this buttonhole. Now, what's that there? Yes. It's a flower. What kind of flower? Yep. It's a rose. And this here, what's that? Can you see that? Yes. A what? It's a thistle. That's right. So you've got the rose and the thistle together. And it was sending out a message, you see, because Stephen's wife is English. And the rose is the emblem of England. Isn't that right? And, you know, I can say this with a wee bit of a lump in my throat. She is an English rose. There is absolutely no... You know, having been brought up in a family of four boys, and having produced three boys myself, it's just lovely to have a daughter-in-law. I mean, you know, we've never had anybody who's been able to join the girls' brigade. But I don't think Mary will be joining, mind you. It'll be a long journey for her to make from down south. But there you are. The rose is the emblem of England. And the thistle is the emblem of Scotland. And our Stephen's always been a wee bit prickly. So it's quite appropriate as well. And what we've got in the buttonhole is that they've been brought together. The two emblems have been brought together, just as Stephen and Mary have been brought together. And what is it that's brought them together? Well, it's their love for one another. And that's what we were celebrating on the day of the wedding. And I always feel that that's really something for us to celebrate, because there's so many rotten things are happening in the world. You know, sometimes if you watch the news, if you listen to the news, there's so many things that would make you think that the world is perhaps not a wonderful place to be. But when you're at a wedding and you see these two people who are being married, then you think to yourself, well, love is still possible. And togetherness is still possible. And we really need to take that as an inspiration as we seek to serve our Lord Jesus Christ and to follow in his ways. There's always hope wherever there is love. And it's something that we really need to take more seriously, because when you look out at the world and you see your countries falling out and people are falling out and churches are falling out. You know, the fact that love is still possible and togetherness is still possible is something that's very, very important. You know, and that's the way Jesus wants it to be. You know, that prayer that Mrs. Goodlett read to us, words that Jesus spoke the night before he was nailed to the cross. What was the one thing that he prayed for all his people? That they should be one. That they should be together. That they should be one people moving forward to build his kingdom. And we say to ourselves, well, you know, how is that possible? Well, Jesus always emphasized that there were two things that we had to embrace, two things that we had to do in our lives if we were going to make the world a better place. And it's really quite simple when I say it. He says, you have to love God. You have to live your life knowing that God's there and that his truth is flowing out to us. You've got to love God, and you've also got to love each other. Now, that can sometimes be the biggest challenge. You've got to love one another. Now, maybe not just in the sense that a man and wife love one another, but in the sense that we have to look at one another and realize that person is even more important than I am. And it's important for us to be kind to one another and to be helpful to one another and to do everything that we can to make that person's life as easy as it can possibly be. That's what can bring us together as a people. It's when we are committed to walking in the ways of Jesus, loving God and loving one another just the way that we love ourselves. And, you know, Apostle Paul, who was a great man in the very early days of the church, I read a passage from one of his letters to the church in Ephesus, and he was getting a glimpse into the future. You know, we We'll get TV programs and films about people that go into the future, and it's always fascinating to see what people are making of the days that lie ahead. Well, Paul had a vision, a glimpse into the future, when the day would come when every single person on the earth, and if you like, in the whole universe, were united. They'd come together because Jesus was Lord. Jesus had returned and he was setting up his kingdom on earth, and everything was united in him. And there's another apostle who said that that would be a day when everything that's ever made us feel bad, everything that's ever made us cry, that'll all be abolished. You know, it'll all be past, behind us. And we'll enjoy the perfection of Jesus' kingdom. And that is always before us. That's what we are heading for. And the important thing for all Christian people, whatever age we are, is that now we begin to live as if we are people of the kingdom. We don't sit back and just say, well, Jesus has got it all sorted, and in the end, everything will be settled. No, he wants us now to live as people of his kingdom. People who love God and people who love one another and wish the best for one another. And it's under Jesus' lordship that we can achieve that. Listening to his word, being open to his spirit, and allowing his great purpose to carry us forward. Jesus prayed that we would be together. We're together if we love one another. Let's pray. God our Father, thank you that you give us so much inspiration in one another. We can look at one another's lives and see so many things that we admire. And we thank you that by your grace, you have made this possible. And we ask that you would always keep us in mind of the two great musts that you have given us. To love our God and also to love one another. And show people now where we are, what it's like to be part of your great kingdom. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.